I stabbed him.
Keith?
I killed him, Gemma.
Go party.
All that.
Crime Waves by Dave Simpson and Diane Whitley. Episode 5. The Second Man.
I'm sorry about leaving you in it last night at the disco, Liam.
Forget it.
Did you manage?
Sort of.
I'm sorry. It's just Gemma drives me
right,
around the
Right, I'm off, but here's a shopping list and some money. You won't forget, will you?
No, Dad.
Where's Gemma?
Still in bed.
She had a face like a wet weekend when she came in last night. What's up with her?
Dunno. Fed up, I think.
What's wrong?
Nothing, Dad.
Look, I know it's a bit of a drag, me having to work all holidays, but it's a busy period. We'll get away at half term somewhere, I promise.
It's not that.
What then?
You'll be late for work.
Look, we'll talk about it tonight. It's about time we sat down as a family for once.
Yes, Dad.
We never see each other. I don't know what's going on. Your family like this, Andy? It's a madhouse, this place. Well, look, I'll see you tonight. Don't forget the shopping. See if you can cheer him up for me, Andy, will you?
All right, your dad, innit? What's up? Liam?
It doesn't make sense, that's all. We were getting so close. You don't believe Keith did it, do you?
No, not anymore.
You see? And if you don't believe it, and your mum doesn't believe it...
Liam, what are you on about?
The bloke with a knife. Sphinx. It must be him, mustn't it? But how do we find him?
Gemma, are you getting up?
I don't understand why he said he did it.
Who?
Keith.
Keith?
Yeah, to Gemma last night when she visited him.
Keith said he did it?
Yeah.
Gemma! Are you out of your pit? Gemma!
What?
Get up!
What's the point?
Come on, Andy.
Where?
Upstairs.
Do you mind if I heard a knocking?
You're going to lie there all day?
If I want to, yeah.
Hi, Gemma.
Oh, that's right. Bring all your mates in, why don't you?
I'll go downstairs again.
No, wait. Gemma, we can't give up now. You've arranged to see that woman at 12 o'clock.
There's no point.
Why would he suddenly come out and say he did it like that?
Gemma, come on.
You go. I'm staying here.
All right, then I will.
Good.
Okay. Andy, you come in.
Yeah.
Let's go, then. Gemma?
What now?
Can I borrow your tape recorder?
I'm not sure about this anymore. What did you say your names were?
Liam.
Andy.
Jason, will you shut up? I'm sorry.
It's all right.
But I shouldn't have written to you. Jason! Because he drives me balmy, he never shuts up. Jason! I'll have to leave him in his bedroom.
No, just hang on.
Look, she obviously doesn't want to talk.
That's why it's important we stay. Why has she changed her mind?
You sound like your sister.
Look, I think you'd better go.
Did you know Sphinx?
I've changed my mind. I don't want to talk about it.
Why not? You said in your letter the description we gave out fitted this Sphinx. Didn't you?
Yes.
How do you know him? Please. Your boyfriend, you said.
Where is he? Out?
No. He's dead.
Dead? Oh, sorry.
He OD'd.
Oh.
A couple of months back.
Oh, sorry.
That Sphinx is a bastard. He killed Jimmy, do you know that?
Killed him?
With dodgy gear. And I'm frightened. He's dangerous. You shouldn't be getting involved with this. You better go on now.
I think we better go.
Just a sec. This Sphinx. He was seen near the youth centre.
Yes, it's one of his regular patches.
Really?
Look, go on with you. Get out. I want you to go.
Why are you so frightened?
I've told you.
Is he really dangerous?
He carries a knife.
What kind of knife?
I don't know, do I? He keeps it strapped to his leg.
Let's go, Liam.
And I don't want my name mentioned on that radio. What's it? Yours?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And not my address.
Okay, okay.
Really dangerous.
He carries a knife.
What kind of knife?
I don't know, do I? He keeps it strapped to his leg.
Gemma, he's the murderer, I'm sure of it. The youth centre is his patch, and he was seen there that night by those lads. It makes sense.
And Keith?
I don't know where Keith fits in. Not yet.
Was Keith into drugs?
Don't think so. Why?
It's just, well, what if he was there as well, with Sphinx? Maybe he was buying from him, and they were disturbed by PC Johnson. They were caught in possession and Sphinx panicked.
A fire!
And Sphinx killed him!
Yes!
And now pressure's being put onto Keith, to keep saying it was him.
Pressure from where?
From inside. One of Sphinx's mates.
Could be.
Sphinx's knife is more likely to have killed Johnson than Keith's penknife.
I think we're getting there, you know.
Penknife! That's what I called it. He went mad!
I do not like... Green.
Good.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
Who would?
Go on.
Oh, I feel a right nerd reading this.
Concentrate. And Keith, please stop banging your penknife up and down. It's driving me bonkers.
This isn't a penknife. It's a serious blade, this.
Oh, there you are. Keith, there's some trouble with gate crashers. Can you give me a hand?
Yeah, sure. Come in, Jeff.
Penknife! I've got to go and see Keith!
Oh, and... Oh, Gary Watson's-name was asking about your posters, but I said he couldn't have them.
Good.
Keith, why did you tell me you did it?
Because I did.
I don't believe you.
Well, I did.
All right, Keith. Oh, I'll have them ciggies back tonight. All right, will you? Hello, love. What you brought me tonight?
I don't think you did it, Keith.
What would you know?
And something else, Keith. I think I can prove you didn't do it.
Really?
Or at least prove you didn't stab PC Johnson with that knife of yours.
How?
Just think back. The night of the murder, at the youth centre. Remember I was teaching you to read?
So?
Just think back. Can you remember?
Yeah.
And you had that knife and you was tapping it on the desk.
So what?
And I told you to stop because it was annoying. So you put it down on the desk. Remember all that?
Yes.
What happened after that?
I don't know.
Think.
Why?
Oh, just think, Keith.
Them lads had gate crashed while we were reading.
Yeah, and you went to sort out the trouble because Jeff come in, yeah?
Yeah.
What did you do with the knife?
What do you mean?
Did you pick it up from the desk?
Not sure.
Did you?
No. No, I didn't.
Brilliant. So when did you get it back?
I don't remember.
Did you find it on the desk the following day?
I don't think so.
Kate, how did you get it back?
I don't know. Jeff. Jeff, give it back to me.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff, give it back to me the next day.
You're absolutely sure?
I think so.
So if you didn't have the knife, Keith, you couldn't have killed PC Johnson, could you? So why did you say you did, Keith?
I did it! Okay!
Oh, Keith, don't go! Oh, what's wrong with him?
Oh, I don't know. And I don't understand why he's still saying he did it.
Well, it's parole, love.
What?
Well, if he don't own up to killing that copper, he'll never get parole. I mean, don't make him serve a full life sentence.
Come.
Jeff.
Oh, hi. If you've come to clear out my letter rack, it's empty, I'm afraid. Nothing new.
No, it's not that.
Oh. Well?
I went to see Keith last night.
How is he?
Not very good. Confused.
Oh?
He says he left his knife in the pool room on the night of the murder.
What?
He couldn't have killed PC Johnson if he didn't have the knife.
But he had the knife when he was arrested.
He said you gave it back to him the next morning.
Ah.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Are you sure?
I think I would have remembered something as important as that, yeah?
But Keith said that...
And wouldn't Keith have remembered something as important as that before now? Look, Gemma, Keith's never been too bright.
He did leave the knife there. I saw him put it down.
He probably picked it up later on.
Why would he say you gave it to him?
I don't know, Gemma. I mean, he's left it lying round in the past. Wouldn't I have remembered if it had happened that night? Bloody hell, he was sent down over that knife.
Exactly!
I'm sorry, Gemma. Now, if you don't mind, I've got a lot of work to catch up on, yeah?
But don't you think that
Gemma, cool it! What if Keith's been having you on over all this?
But I thought you believed he was innocent. I thought you were his friend.
Gemma, I said cool it.
You told us you lied about locking up with Keith that night to protect him.
Well, okay, yeah.
Or maybe you was just protecting yourself.
Gemma.
I'm going.
Oh, now look what you've done.
Sorry.
Oh, leave it, Gemma.
Jeff, what's this?
Let's have a look. Oh, I thought you'd collected that one.
Radio Crime Waves. It's addressed to Radio Crime Waves.
Yes, take it. I thought you had it.
Well?
It's another record request from Caroline Clark.
But he was keeping the letters back. That's the point.
Why?
He's lying. I know he is. I'm sure he gave Keith the knife back the next morning.
Which means Keith didn't do it. But was Keith the second man?
No, think! We still don't know where Jeff went to the night of the murder when he left Keith to lock up.
Jeff?
Then, one minute he doesn't want the youth centre used as an address. Next, he doesn't mind. But surprise, surprise, he's been keeping our letters back.
Vetting them first, maybe.
I still find it difficult to believe. Jeff!
Sphinx's patch is by the youth centre. Jeff runs the youth centre. He could be part of Sphinx's drug ring.
He does roll those funny cigarettes.
We used to joke about them, didn't we? Say it was draw.
God!
Maybe it is after all.
Who'd have thought? Jeff?
Yes? Did I hear my name being taken in vain?
Oh, no. We were just, you know...
Right. Who's going to give me a hand cleaning out the sports cupboard? Well...
We're playing pool.
After you've played pool.
We've already arranged a game of table tennis against Gidden Allen.
Oh, be like that. What's wrong with you two?
Who said there was anything wrong?
Okay, if you say so.
We do.
Hey, cool it, will you? What have I done wrong? Come on, what have I done wrong? Oh, fine. I'll find someone else to help. How about you, Gemma? Can you give me a hand?
I'm playing the winner of these two.
Yeah.
Why are you freezing me out? Is it something to do with Keith? Something to do with that knife, Gemma, is that it? I take it the answer is yes. I don't know who you kids think you are, but you're out of order.
What are we going to do next?
Yeah. How can we prove he's involved?
At the moment, we've got nothing. Why don't we have a look in his office while he's clearing out the cupboard? See if we can find anything to connect him with this Sphinx.
Andy, are you feeling all right?
What do you think?
Okay.
Come on, then. But, you know, if we find anything on Sphinx, we give it to me mum. It's too dangerous for us.
Have a look in his diary.
Oh, God, I'm nervous.
We'll have to be quick.
Oh, this drawer's locked.
Try these keys.
Anything in the diary?
Can't tell. I don't think so.
He's not very tidy, is he? We could be looking all day.
This one works.
I mean, what are we looking for?
Oh, just a hint that he knows Sphinx. Anything.
There's nothing in here. It's just all youth centre business.
Oh, not in here. Oh, well. Hang on.
What?
Look at that. On his notice board. A postcard.
So?
Look at the picture.
It's just a postcard.
Don't you see?
What?
It's from Egypt. It's a picture of a sphinx.
What?
Let's see. Is that what a sphinx is?
Yeah, of course. Turn it over, see who it's from. Oh, give it here. J-O. Someone's initials.
Ooh. What's going on here?
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Come on. What's going on?
We came to see you, didn't we?
Yeah.
To say sorry for how we behaved. And you were right. It was about Keith and we were out of order. And we thought, if you still needed a hand clearing out the cupboard...
I've done it myself now.
Oh, right.
Okay. I'll accept that. But don't come in here again when I'm not in. All right?
Yeah. Sorry.
Read it out again.
Missing you. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Got something very special for you. J.O.
So, what's unusual about that? It's just a postcard.
All right. Missing you. That's just covering up. But the rest, especially got something very special for you.
Could be jokes.
That's right. This J.O., whoever he is, he's the Sphinx. He's bringing in drugs from Egypt for Jeff.
Do you really think so?
It's got to be.
Gemma's right.
So what do we do now?
I don't think we should go any further on our own. It's getting dangerous.
So who do we talk to? Your mum?
Could do. Though she's still suspended. How about my Uncle Ted?
Oh, not sure.
He is in the drug squad. He might even know who this Sphinx is, especially if we've got his initials.
Oh, I don't know, Andy.
Why not? Oh, you still don't think he had something to do with it?
Of course not.
Look, my Uncle Ted's all right. He was only thinking of me, that's all. I think we should talk to him.
Why don't we do another broadcast?
What?
Do another broadcast about Sphinx.
It's too dangerous.
We could also put out a description of Jeff.
Gemma, that's not on. And anyway, I've promised I won't get involved in any more pirate broadcasts.
Oh, don't be so wet.
I promised my mum, all right?
What do you think, Liam?
I don't know.
I think you're mad, Gemma. What do you expect to get from another broadcast?
Maybe info. Maybe someone's seen Jeff with this Sphinx.
It's a waste of time.
You're going to split on us.
Get lost, Gemma.
Okay, cut it out.
So, are you on for another broadcast, Liam?
I don't know.
Oh, for God's sake! What's wrong with you two?
Andy, I thought all this had stopped.
It has. But a letter came in after the last broadcast. We couldn't just ignore it.
I suppose not.
I was just wondering about asking Uncle Ted if he knows anything of a dealer called Sphinx.
Drugs? My God, Andy. God, Ted was right to be worried about you.
Well, what do you think?
I suppose Ted'll know if anyone will.
Do you think he'll be mad at me for asking?
At least you'd be approaching things from a more responsible angle. No, I think he'll be all right.
I'll go and see him then.
No, give him a ring first. Mon, you never know with CID, you should know that.
Okay.
And Andy, love?
Yeah?
Promise me something.
What?
Once you've told Ted about this Sphinx fella, you'll leave him to handle it.
Okay. Dangerous.
Dangerous. Gemma?
Yeah?
I've got problems with that tape deck again.
I'll look at it later.
Oh, you're not doing homework, are you?
No, I'm writing my script for tomorrow night.
What do you mean?
I've decided I'm doing a broadcast tomorrow evening.
You're not?
Yeah.
On your own?
Depends. Are you with me or not?
Dunno. It is getting dangerous.
Liam!
I suppose Caroline Clark will be disappointed if she doesn't hear my sexy voice.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, I'm with you.
Great! Listen to this. Who does this remind you of? The description of the second man is as follows. He's 5'8" tall. He has sandy hair, which is receding, but which is long at the back and tied in a ponytail. He usually wears jeans with trainers, and he drives a C-registered orange Volkswagen Beetle. You're allowed one guest, Liam.
You can't put that on here.
Why not?
It can only be one person. Jeff!
So, it should get a response then, shouldn't it?
We got this theory, right?
Yeah?
That this Sphinx guy, the dealer, well, he was trading that night on the waste ground with a second bloke. It's his patch, see? We know that. Mm. And PC Johnson comes along, disturbs the deal, there's a fight, and Sphinx stabs Johnson.
I see.
What do you reckon?
Well, I don't know. It's plausible.
Really? Do you think so? I was hoping you'd say that. Can you help us?
Well, I have to say, I've never heard of a Sphinx. And I do know most of them. This woman who wrote to you, what was her name, did you say?
I didn't. I can't remember. I could find out for you.
She said he's been supplying this area for a few years.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see how he would have escaped our notice. Look, I'll check it on the files at work. Ask around.
Ah, sound. Thanks, Uncle Ted.
And what about this second bloke? Have you any idea who he might be? Andy?
Well, I know it sounds daft, this, but it's 'cause it's someone we know, you see.
Oh?
Jeff, our youth centre leader. We think it's him.
Your youth centre leader?
Don't laugh. He's been really suspicious.
Well, maybe I'll check him out on my files too.
His name's Jeff. Jeff Carter.
You know, I really admire what you and your friends are trying to do.
Dear?
Well, I didn't approve of some of your methods. There's no excuse for breaking the law, for instance.
I know that now.
I hope your friends know that too.
Yeah, they do.
I'd like to meet them. Go through all the evidence you've accumulated with you.
Would you? I could probably arrange it.
Are they local?
Yeah, they live on Charlotte Street, number 12.
Right, well, we'll get that one together sometime.
You'd like them. They're nice. Liam's my best mate at school. His sister can be a bit, you know.
What?
Bossy. But, well, she's all right and all.
You're blushing. Do you fancy her?
No.
How old is she?
13. Her name's Gemma.
You do. You fancy her.
I don't.
Right, leave it with me then.
Thanks, Uncle Ted. I really appreciate this, you know.
Pleasure.
Eat this.
Radio Crime Waves.
10:44 a.m.
The station that seeks the truth.
Crime Waves.
Yes, it's Radio Crime Waves on 10:44 a.m. and I'm Ryan Summers. Keith Brandon is innocent. Stay tuned for the latest developments.
Thank you, Ryan. We now have certain facts which prove Keith didn't kill PC Johnson. We now believe the killing was linked to drugs.
Do you know the identity of a drugs dealer named Sphinx? If so, we'd like to hear from you.
We also believe that a second man is involved. The description of the second man is as follows. He's 5 feet 8 inches tall. He has sandy hair which is receding, but which is long at the back and tied in a ponytail. He usually wears jeans and trainers and drives a C-registered orange...
I'll get it.
It was you all the time.
Yes?
Are Liam and Gemma in?
Yes.
I'm Jeff Carter, the youth leader from the centre. Could I see them, please?
God, it's Jeff.
What are we going to do?
Dad's it, so we're okay.
This way.
We're safe.
They're in here.
Well, then. Hello, Gemma. Liam?
Hi.
Shall I pop into the
kitchen? No, it's all right, Dad.
Yes, you'd better stay, Mr. Hargreaves. You're not going to like this.
Oh?
You know about radio crime waves?
Well, I do, and I don't.
Did you know they were transmitting tonight?
No, I did not.
You know what these kids did tonight? They put out a description of a possible suspect who's also involved in drugs. That description was me, and I'm bloody furious.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm bloody sure. Well,
I find that a bit difficult to believe.
Ask them.
Well? Gemma? For God's sake, Gemma, why?
Why do you think?
You don't really think that Mr. Carter...
Yes, we do!
You see what I mean?
Gemma, you can't go accusing people on air, putting out descriptions.
I can if it's true.
I don't believe this. I came here tonight thinking that this was some sort of joke, yeah?
Dad, ask him why he lied in court.
What?
Go on, ask him.
Did you?
You said he locked up, but he didn't. And he won't say where he went. It's right, innit, Gemma?
Yeah.
You stupid... I work for Gay Switchboard, okay?
Oh.
It was my first turn on the night shift, and it clashed with disco night, yeah? I tried to get someone to cover, but... Oh, bloody hell! Why am I explaining myself to you?
Can you prove it?
Gemma!
Yes! On January the 20th, I was on duty from 10:30 till 6:30 in the morning, answering the phones with a colleague.
I think an apology's in order, don't you? Gemma? Liam?
But what about this postcard?
My postcard?
With a picture of the Sphinx on it from Egypt, written by J.O.
What?
Sphinx.
Sphinx is a drug dealer.
Where did you get that? You nicked that from my office. Good God! Who do you two think you are?
Is this true?
He hasn't answered me.
That postcard was from a girlfriend, Jo. She's my flatmate. She went on holiday to Egypt in the spring.
Oh.
Yes, oh. Is that all you can say?
Gemma, this is very serious. I really didn't know you were both getting so heavily involved, otherwise I'd have done something. Mr. Carter, I owe you an apology. I'm sorry.
Okay. Though I think you should keep a closer eye on these two in the future, yeah?
Oh, no question about it. No more broadcasts. It's finished. No more meddling. Understand?
Yes, Dad.
And what do you say to Mr. Carter?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeff. Honest.
Sorry, Andy. Got held up. Been waiting long.
10 minutes. I was late myself. Mum made me tidy my room.
Quite right, too. Do you want a cuppa?
Yeah, thanks.
Right, come through. Dump your coat.
So, did you find anything out?
Not much, I'm afraid. I'll just... Excuse me, Andy, see who's wrong.
We've no Jeff Carter on our files. No Sphinx, either.
That wouldn't be his proper name.
Well, I know that, Andy. But I must round and no one's heard of him. No one.
When you do me shopping tomorrow, don't forget the bin liners. Bye.
So what now?
Well, that's difficult, Andy. Not a lot, really. Have you thought Keith Brandon may be guilty?
Hello, Ted, it's Jenny. Listen, I forgot to tell Andy, well, it should go without saying, but listen, I want him back before it's dark. If it's going to be later on, can you run him back, please? Oh, and listen, good news. I've been told I can start work again on Monday. See you later, bye.
That's good. You should have told me, Andy.
I didn't know myself. Oh, great. She'll be well chuffed.
Two sugars, innit?
Please.
Stupid!
Oh dear, Andy. What are we going to do now?
In episode 5 of Crime Waves, you heard Jane Dawson as Gemma, Colin Parry as Liam, Jonathan Perkins as Andy, Maureen Beattie as Jennifer Walsh, Russell Dixon as Ted, Peter Rylands as Jeff Carter, Jimmy Hibbert as Dad, Sue Jenkins as Mrs. Brandon, Vincent Davis as Keith Brandon, and Michelle Holmes as Susan. Crime Waves was written by Dave Simpson and Diane Whitley and produced in Manchester by Martin Jameson.